This is VOA News. I'm Jim Bertel. U.S. President Donald Trump says a seven-day partial truce with the Afghan Taliban has been holding up, and it could eventually lead to his signing of a peace deal with the insurgent group later this week. Trump's remarks came a day after the reduction in violence truce took effect across Afghanistan, with U.S., Taliban, and Afghan forces agreeing to launch offensive operations for a week. A deadly earthquake rocked parts of Iran and Turkey. Reuters' Ciara Lee has more.
Nine people were killed and dozens injured on Sunday when an earthquake struck the southeastern Turkish province of Van. Aerial footage revealed damage to a village hit by the magnitude 5.7 quake near the border with Iran. Turkey's health ministry said three of those killed were children and 37 people were injured. The tremor caused more than 1,000 buildings to collapse, with damage some 90 kilometers to the west in the Turkish city of Van and to the east in dozens of villages in Iran. Iranian state TV said 75 people were injured, with no reported fatalities.
President Trump is on his way to India at this hour, but he doesn't expect to be returning home with a big trade deal. There is a mutual agreement on dozens of elements for the pact, but several contentious sectors are unresolved, including medical devices, according to sources close to the talks. U.S. National Security Advisor Robert O'Brien says he has not seen any evidence that Russia is doing anything to help President Donald Trump get reelected, but he acknowledged he has not sought out intelligence reports that allege Moscow is interfering in the 2020 election. For more on this or any of today's top news, go to voanews.com. This is VOA News. South Korea says there are 161 new cases of coronavirus on Monday. Officials also confirmed two more deaths, bringing its death toll to seven. Apart from the Diamond Princess cruise ship docked in Japan, South Korea has the most infections outside of China. China reported 409 new infections Monday, pushing its total number of cases past 77,000. China also reported 150 new deaths, bringing the overall toll to nearly 2,600. In Italy, more than 130 people have contracted the coronavirus, the highest number of cases in Europe. Sabina Castelfranco has more from Venice.
Military police wearing surgical masks are guarding the nearly a dozen northern Italian towns that are on lockdown following an outbreak of coronavirus. The towns have a combined population of about 50,000. The police were deployed to ensure that no one enters or leaves the towns that have been sealed and placed under quarantine. Very strict measures were adopted in the two most affected regions in Italy on Sunday, including closure of schools, universities, cinemas and museums for at least a week. In Venice, checks were being carried out at the airport on all arriving passengers and leaflets handed out with an emergency number for the health ministry and a list of precautions to take. Authorities cancelled all carnival events from Sunday. Sabina Castelfranco for VOA News, Venice.
The Israeli military has shot two Palestinian militants trying to place an explosive device along the border with Gaza, one of whom was killed, according to a Palestinian official. AP's Zaria Shackley reports.
Israel blames the Islamic group Hamas, which rules Gaza, for ongoing fire emanating from the Gaza Strip. The Israeli military said it targeted a squad belonging to the Islamic Jihad group that previously placed explosives along the border aimed at harming Israeli troops. Islamic Jihad identified the dead as one of its fighters. Amateur video showed an Israeli bulldozer as it was lifting up an apparently lifeless body from the scene. The military said it was removing the body in a way that prevented further danger to those around. However, a spokesman for Hamas accused the Israeli military of abusing the corpse. I'm Zaria Shakili.
Iranian officials say the turnout in the country's parliamentary election Friday was around 42%. That's the lowest participation since 1979, the year of Iran's Islamic Revolution that swept the clerical rulers into power. State TV says the former mayor of Tehran was the top winner in the capital with more than 1.2 million votes. Voters had limited options on Friday's ballot. More than 7,000 potential candidates were disqualified, most of them reformists and moderates. From Washington, I'm Jim Bertel, VOA News.